Landing Craft, Administration, 491. Early History. Ordered and delivered as a landing craft infantry, large, for the U.S. Navy, she was built by a New Jersey Shipbuilding Corporation, Barber, New Jersey. She was laid down September 24, 1943, launched October 27, 1943. She was an LCI 351 class vessel, built to a revised design. The superstructure was enlarged and now occupied the full width of the ship, removing the main deck walkway access fore and aft. The original bridge, which formed the front of the superstructure, was replaced by a raised circular structure located roughly amidships on the superstructure. The defensive armament was reconfigured to reflect this new layout, and was increased to 5 20mm guns. 4 were mounted on top of the superstructure in tubs at each corner, and 1 mounted on the bow. She commissioned as the USS LCIL 491 on November 3, 1943. On December 24, 1943, she sailed from Norfolk, Virginia for the UK with US LCIL 487, 488, 489, 490, and 492. She was allocated to Flotilla 10, operated by the U.S. Coast Guard, and was in Weymouth Harbor in early June 1944, from where she sailed to participated in the Normandy landings, 6th to 25th June, landing on Omaha Beach on Sector Easy Red. On November 18, 1944, she was decommissioned and was transferred to the Royal Navy under the Lend-Lease Agreement, and commissioned into the Royal Navy as MLCIL 491 on the same date. Conversion to an administration ship. She was one of 20 vessels that were converted to landing craft, administration vessels. All were LCI 351 class vessels. The designation LCA already existed, so the suffix Q was chosen for the new classification. The conversion involved the creation of extra office spaces, and additional single cabins were installed to accommodate staff officers. It is unclear when, or where, this conversion took place, but it was presumably done before she sailed for the Far East. Allocated to the East Indies Fleet. In early 1945, LCQ 491 was allocated for service with the Amphibious Assault Force of the East Indies Fleet. After the D-Day landings, plans were made to relocate large numbers of major landing craft from the UK to the Eastern Theatre under the code name Appian. Convoys of craft, referred to as flights, sailed for India and Ceylon, calling at Gibraltar, Oran, Malta, Port Said, Aden, and Bombay. The first flight, A, sailed on November 15, 1944. It is not clear which flight LCQ 491 sailed with or when she arrived in India. On reaching India, she was most likely based at Bombay. No information is available about her activities until she was allocated to participate in Operation Zipper in September 1945. For this operation, she moved to Mandapam to join the assault force convoys assembling there. Operation Zipper. After the Japanese surrender, plans to accept the surrender of Singapore were put into action. Originally, this was part of Operation Zipper, but political constraints meant that no landing could take place until after the signing of surrender in Tokyo on September 2, 1945. The delays meant that all plans were now to change. Thus, the reoccupation of Malaya would take place in 3 phases. Phase 1 would be the recapture of Penang Island, Operation Jurist. Phase 2 would be the recapture of Singapore by the 5th Indian Division, Operation Tide Race. Phase 3 would be the seaborne assault of Northwest Malaya in the Port Dickson, Port Swettenham area with landings near Morib with the 25th Indian Division and the 37th Brigade of the 23rd Indian Division. This was a modified zipper, carried out as planned and rehearsed, but the covering air and sea bombardment had been cancelled. The forces participating in these three operations were escorted by the battleships Nelson, flying the flag of Admiral Walker, and Richelieu, the cruisers Nigeria, Cleopatra, and Ceylon, with air cover from the 21st Aircraft Carrier Squadron, comprising of Royalist, Commodore Oliver, and the escort carriers Hunter, Stalker, Archer, Khedive, Emperor and Pursuer, and 15 destroyers. At 1200 hours on August 28, ships Nelson, Ceylon, Attacker, Hunter, Tartar, Petard, Voyage, Princess Beatrix and Queen Emma arrived off Penang Island for Operation Jurist. On September 1, the CNC East Indies fleet, Admiral Sir Arthur Power transferred from Cleopatra to Nelson at Georgetown. The official surrender of Japanese forces on Penang Island was signed on the 2nd. At 8 o'clock the following day, 400 Royal Marines under the command of Lieutenant Colonel G.B. Grant were landed from the LSIs Princess Beatrix and Queen Emma. This was Force Roma, formed in July from the Marine detachments aboard Nelson, Ceylon, Nigeria and Phoebe. At 0500 hours on the 8th, Nelson in company with the light cruisers Ceylon and Nigeria, escorted by destroyers Nubian, Paladin and Relentless, sailed from Georgetown to cover the zipper assault convoys en route to their assembly point off Port Swettenham. They were to be joined by the escort carriers Emperor, Hunter, Khedive, and Stalker to provide air cover for the landings. LCQ 381, 391 and 491 sailed from Mandapam with convoy JMD-1B on August 29 for Operation Zipper. LCH 101, 168 and 248 in company with LCILS 115, 121, 127, 136, 183, 217, 256, 266, 277, 305, 311, sailed from Mandapam, India on August 31 in assault convoy JMD-1C. Other convoys had sailed from Cochin, Madras, Vizagapatam, Calcutta, Chittagong and Rangoon. The zipper assault convoys converged on the Malayan coast off Port Swettenham. Once assembled at first light on September 9, the ships of the assault convoys formed into two assault groups codenamed W1 and W2. Senior officer assault group W1 was aboard HMS Nith and that of W2 aboard HMS Waveney. On reaching the lowering point off Morib, the assault group senior officers transferred to the LCHs. It is not clear which landing craft headquarters were used by which assault group. The landings were not a success. Numerous factors and mistakes made by the need to revise the plan several times resulted in stranded vehicles and ships. The beach survey was wrong. The sand was not suitable for heavy machinery, which bogged down and blocked the beaches. The assault was actually an hour late in its execution. Force W was operating on Ceylon time, not Burma time, so the expected high tide had in fact turned. On September 12, the new beach was opened farther south, at Cape Rachado, where the 23rd Division landed without any of the difficulties met at Morib. By the time the beaches were closed, Morib on 25th and Cape Rachado on 28th of September, 63,838 troops, 7,337 vehicles and 25,671 tons of stores had been landed over them. HMS Nelson, and much of the covering forces, sailed for Singapore later on the 9th once the beachhead had been established, arriving there at 8:30 on the 10th. Operation Tide Race forces had arrived in Singapore on September 4, 1945, meeting no opposition. By 1800, the Japanese had surrendered their forces on the island to Lieutenant General Sir Philip Christison aboard HMS Sussex. The formal surrender was finalized on September 12 at Singapore City Hall. Over 90 vessels were present in Keppel Harbour and Singapore Roads at the time of the surrender. It is unclear where LCQ-491 went after her release from Zipper operations. Post-war. LCQ-401 was returned to U.S. custody on March 14, 1946 at Manila, and struck from the U.S. Naval Register on April 26, 1946, and transferred to the State Department for disposal. She was sold on June 9, 1948, fate unknown. It was noted by the U.S. Naval Party receiving her at Manila that a plaque hung in the wardroom with a legend, a squadron LCIL-251, 252, 253, flotillas, and underneath is a list of the battle honors, Tunisia, Pantelleria, Lampedusa, Lionosa, Sicily, Calabria, Salerno, Anzio, Dalmatia, Normandy. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.